The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you were considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
It snowed last night. I can hear him downstairs. I better throw on some clothes and get down there. I don't need to dress up or anything. I can just put on a t-shirt and some socks. It's just Daddy after all. Then it isn't like anything will happen today. Really looking forward to this, but I'm also dreading this conversation. Well, better get it over with, and then we can have some quality time before everyone else drags their lazy asses out of bed.
Good morning, Daddy. I wasn't sure you'd be up this early, but I guess you remembered our tradition. We both get up early and give each other a gift. And I get you all to myself to cuddle. Oh, and I'm going to be doing Christmas dinner today. That's kind of my gift to Mom, so she's definitely going to be sleeping in a lot longer than normal. No, of course I don't mind. I've been planning this since I decided to come home. I actually went out shopping before Mom could a few days ago just to make sure we had everything. Well, I might not be as good as her, but I have to learn sometime, right? And you're not going to complain as long as you get ham and pie. I really do want to make sure it all comes out right, though. I don't want my dad to taste anything he doesn't like, not on Christmas Day. Of course, I wouldn't mind if you helped, but I don't think you should. You deserve to rest, too. Well, I'm glad we both got up early for another reason, too. Before we get to the gifts, I think we have some things that we need to talk about. Yeah, it's about what happened on Thanksgiving. It was really lovely, Daddy. I never wanted to lose my virginity to anyone but you, but you know, it can't ever happen again, right? No, I know we've talked about it on Skype, and I know we did some things on those calls, too, but I think that it has to end, too. No. I loved what we did, Dad. I loved it so fucking much, but you know it's wrong. And I'm not just saying that because of Mom. I know she doesn't take care of your needs properly, but I've realized something. Well, the more we did on those Skype calls, the more fantasies I shared with you, the more I realized that will never be enough. Not for me, and not for you. I know that if I keep saying those dirty, awful things to you, that eventually, at some point, I won't be able to control myself. I'll do those things to you. I'll let you do those things to me. And some of the things we talked about, Daddy, they were so sinful. People shouldn't even do that if they're married. Okay, fine. I may still be pretty innocent about some things, but I know fathers and daughters shouldn't feel those things for each other. So I think we need to agree right now that we'll stop, okay? Or maybe we can just let things cool off for a while. That's not too bad, right? Good. I'm glad we agreed. Sorry to get all serious with you. So, let's just try to put it behind us and enjoy our special holiday time together, okay? Anyway, gift time. I can't wait until you see what I got for you. Here. Oh my god, it's not a tie. I haven't gotten you a tie since I was in middle school. And you still wear it. You love that tie. Fine. Okay, just open it. Do you like it? Yeah, I did make it myself. I know it's not that useful or anything, but I thought you could keep it on your work desk and we could kind of always be together that way, you know? Aw, I'm glad you love it, Daddy. Mwah. Okay, I'm ready. Ready for what? My gift, Dad. You forgot? Oh my god, you're terrible. But I knew you wouldn't have forgotten. You don't forget anything. Oh, it's big, but it's light. I wonder what it is. Okay. Fine. I'll stop shaking it and just unwrap it. Oh, it's socks. I mean, I love it. Yeah, I love them. Of course, I do. I just, wait. Why are you laughing? Oh my god. Did I really look that disappointed? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. The real gift is under the socks? What? You jerk. You tricked me. All right, fine. I'll reach in and... Ooh, it's a small box. I wonder what it could be. Oh my god, if you got me a tie, that would be hilarious. The box is long, about the right size, and... Oh, Dad. This is beautiful. It's silver and shiny. Ooh, and I love the onyx. It must have cost a lot. But, wait. What is it? I know it's a chain, but it's too long to be a necklace. Is it like a belly chain? Oh, no. It's connected in strange ways. Oh, I see. It's a bikini body chain? I've never even heard of that before. How am I supposed to wear it? Yes, I officially give up. You could show me, or better yet, you could just put it on me. Okay, so what are you doing? You have to take my shirt off to put it on me, really? I'm not wearing anything underneath it at all, Daddy. Not even panties. Oh, okay. I mean, because it's you. It's a little chilly. Oh. So you want me to put my arms out? Oh, I see. Okay, so this part is the belly chain part, but it connects to these chains, and where do they go? Daddy, when you put your hands there, I am just... Oh, you were just making sure that the chains ran between my breasts. I see, okay. Okay, so it settles on my shoulders and... Oh, wow. okay, I get it.
Do you want to see me in it?
I mean, of course you can, but only for a minute. Okay?
All right. Let me stand up for you and spin.
Does it hang right on my back?
Good.
Do you really think that it looks sexy, Daddy?
Good. I'll wear it all the time.
And it will be under my shirt, so no one will know.
No one will know that I'm yours.
Just that it would be weird if anyone knew my daddy got me something this sexy and... Yeah. I'm a little chilly now. If I could sit in your lap and warm up, that would be wonderful.
Okay. I feel so safe and loved like that. I don't even mind your hands on my skin.
Oh, I see. You're just warming my tits with your hands. Is that it?
I'm not resisting.
Of course I'm not, Dad. I would be a very bad girl if I didn't let you do what you wanted, but we can't do that too much.
You can touch me, but we can't go any farther, okay?
Your hands feel so good on my tits, Dad. But you know that. I told you all the time on our calls how I wanted them there. I told you how I didn't think I looked as pretty as other girls do, nude, and you told me I was the most beautiful girl you'd ever seen.
Oh, God. I love it when you do that to my nipples. This is so dirty, Daddy. Touching me like this on Christmas morning. Yes, I'm your good girl, and I'll do whatever you want, but... Oh, Dad, you're touching my pussy. I did say you could touch me, but... Already so wet. I didn't have time to get myself off today. I wanted to before we talked, but I woke up late and... Well, I wanted to get off because then I wouldn't be so weak to your touch. I pretend to be good, but I'm not. Daddy, you're fingering me again. I love it. I love it, but it's wrong. Mom could wake up at any minute and...
No, don't stop. Don't ever stop.
I'm just a stupid girl and I don't know what I want, but you do, you always do, so please... Keep stretching me out with your fingers, please. Ah.
fuck me on Christmas morning, not with Mom sleeping upstairs. It's wrong. I almost didn't come home. I was afraid this would happen again. No, I do want it to happen. That's the problem. I can't control myself around you anymore, Dad. And you're the same, aren't you? Fine. I'll do it, Daddy. I'll fuck you. But then we have to be good for the rest of... No promises. What does that mean? Right. Yes, you're right, Daddy. It doesn't matter. We both know that I need your cock. Okay. I'll write you this time, okay? And I'll try to get you off as fast as I can so we can both be safe. Just hold still. Okay. Fuck. Oh, it feels perfect, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're stretching me out so much. I almost can't breathe.
Even better than the last time. Is that how it's going to be? Is it always so much better when you're with the one you love? So, we don't have a lot of time and I need to shower before I start cooking, obviously. Can't have myself smelling like daddy cum while I'm being all domestic. But first, we need to talk about something now that we've done it twice. We're going steady now, right? No other girls but me. No other pussy but mine. So, that brings me up to the subject of mom. I love her, but if she were taking care of you properly, we wouldn't be in this lovely situation. So, I just want you to understand me when I say, don't you dare fuck mom while I'm visiting. If you get horny, you find me and I'll take care of you. Make up an excuse, I don't care. Your cock is my cock now. While I'm not here, I guess it's okay if you have to fuck her, but you should make it up to me afterwards, just like an extra call or something, to remind yourself that I'm your real wife now. No, I mean, it's okay if you do. Obviously, I just, you know, not more than you have to, right? Okay. Anyway, I'm going to go get cleaned up, and then I'll come back downstairs and get started cooking. I'll make you some eggs, too, so just relax. Don't worry, Dad. I just know I'll be the best wife for you.